He was sitting in the living room, scotch in hand, when his cell phone rang. "What did you think?" Frankie said. "She's very frightened. She has me worried. I can understand why. I've never seen her like this before. You might want to consider providing her with some personal security. We already have one of our officers assigned to her. I'm not talking about movie cops. I mean genuine security. More exclusive and more arduously trained than the average cop who services a movie set. Are you suggesting a bodyguard? I'm suggesting a tactical security officer." "What's that?" "Someone highly skilled in the serious business of providing personal protection. A person with martial arts expertise, knowledgeable about weaponry, and trained in the finer points of security. You know someone like that?" "I might." "Would he be expensive?" "Yes." "Would the movie be responsible for paying him?" "I wouldn't know about that. But when I was in L.A., I knew a handful of qualified operatives whose job it was to provide protection services to top-tier movie actors. There's always an obsessed clown or two out there who believes that it's his or her destiny to marry some media star and who will stop at nothing to get next to that star. Think Madonna, Jennifer Aniston, David Letterman. All of them victims of deranged stalkers. It's a whole lot more efficient to hire someone genuinely qualified to deal with these head cases than it is to leave it to some inexperienced rent-a-cop. I don't know if we can even afford it." "Let me see if the guy I'm thinking about is even available," Jesse said. "Then you can worry about affording it. But I'll bet you have a few bucks stashed away in one of your general accounts that you can surreptitiously latch onto. You're smarter than you look." "No one ever suffered from being underestimated," he said.